thousand years the millennium will bring, and beyond the little season of Satan's loosening, and just beyond the greatest massacre and rebellion of mankind, begins the final eighth day, which prophecy defines as the last great day, the second resurrection day, when all the dead hear God's voice and come forth out of their graves to travel up to the holy city, where God's judgment will be known, and all the dead, small and great, will stand before his great white throne. The book of life will then be opened with the other Bible books, and all the dead shall then be judged according to their works. All the just are judged to life, the unjust to judgment, with their first chance for salvation, their first chance to repent. This is the last great day, the great harvest of God's plan, the day when all who've ever lived will have the chance to live again, to finally learn and understand and overcome their sinful ways and turn to God with all their hearts in the last great day. According to God's desire, we'll see Satan and all his demons cast into the lake of fire, here confined 1,000 years as an abhorrence unto all flesh, and then they'll burn and to ashes turn in this final second death. For in this day in Decision Valley, as the multitudes pass by, they will see millions of bodies of the rebels who sinned and died, and they will stare at Satan there in Gehenna's flaming stench, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Great day, which will last 1,000 years, the final day of sin and death, or any sorrow or tears. For now all may freely choose to cease from sin or choose death, amidst the flames of Gehenna's grave, and breathe their final breath. Eternally, all may have the chance to be born immortally into God's great family.